Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Yes, my card was charged and I didn't make a transaction. I'd like to credit
it back. Just to be sure this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address?
Kim Jackson, 34476 West Street, Pittsville, Maryland, 21850.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid back on May 6th.
And I didn't. No.
Back on May 6th, and you paid $7.95 to enter.
And I don't know who did that, but I didn't.
And could you verify your email address?
kjackson@atlanticgeneral.org.
Do you have another email?
No, I don't. Do not.
You're reading on that phone number, 727-712-6599.
No, 443-513-6654.
Okay, so we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute it.
Go ahead. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you didn't recall doing any surveys for KitchenAid back on May 6th. Before
no, ma'am.
We report this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from.
Okay.
And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I am issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it does come back as a true case of fraud, you should see them within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, and will I be notified?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, of the outcome, okay? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll be notified.
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 2608-81-618.
Okay. The girl gave me that earlier. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
And you too. Bye-bye.